Blog Talk Radio.
Finally, it will be released, and to God be the glory.
I want to say and have a special shout out for Steuben Press out of Colorado, who helped me when I needed help. They filled in the gaps. Special shout out to Jamie, Chelsea, Jamie, Brandon, and Brian of Steuben Press. I just thank God for them. They really did a phenomenal job working with me. Thank you to them especially, and to God be the glory. And when you, if you ever need a printer, be sure, go online and go to steubenpress.com. I highly recommend them. They have provided me exceptional service with helping me get to the printing of my book. And it's a lot of times we hear about the good things. We don't, when you write a book, it's, oh, here I have this book. But we don't know the things that go into or what has to take place in the writing of the book. There's editing, there's copying, there's printing. There's so many things that go into writing a book. And there's still some things that has to be ironed out. And but through it all, God produced the product. And I say thank you to him. And having said that, we want to know, keep in mind that you can do all things through Christ Jesus, but you can do nothing without him. And what I want individuals to know and to keep in mind in this book is that whatever goal you have in mind, whatever dream that you envision, it can come to pass. Every dream, and I talk about this in the book, every dream that I've ever had, every desire that I've ever had, has come to pass. And because I had to put some faith, some works with my faith. So these are things and principles that we have to implement in our daily life and our walk with Jesus Christ. We have to put some works with our faith. Amen. Amen. Now, today begins that the Pentecostal Assemblies of the World Summer Convention in Atlanta, Georgia. And the event is going to be one to remember. We're going to have John P. Key is going to be there on Friday night. He's going to be there in concert. And I mean, that's just going to be on August the 10th. I'm excited about that. Praise and worship is going to go up before the Lord. There's going to be all kinds of praise and worshipers and you name it, people, men and women of God from all around the world, the Pentecostal Assemblies of the World. And I know on we have Thursday, August 9th, we will honor Bishop White, Lady Crisette Ellis, at her extravaganza luncheon. I'm excited about that. I know the Word Network will be broadcasting, so all you have to do is tune in to the Word Network, and you'll see that Pentecostal Assemblies of the World going on. Amen. Also, Friday night, there will be a dinner honoring Bishop Ellis, Charles B. Ellis III. This will be his last year as presider of the Pentecostal Assemblies of the World, and they will honor him on Friday. We will honor him on Friday night. That's August the 10th. The dinner is at 6:30 p.m., and there are going to be a ton of guests there. And we're just going to have a good time. There's so many workshops, so many seminars, so many things that you, events that you can attend, exhibits, and places that you can go. Fellowship with the saints, have a good time. Have fellowship, have food, have a word from the Lord. Just it's just going to be a miraculous and a supernatural time in the Lord, and we're excited about it. Everyone's excited about what God is doing, and there will be a new presider that will be forthcoming, and so we'll be able to see that in take place in Atlanta, Georgia, as well. And again, it will start today. But with regards to the book, it will be available as I will release it. I know for those of you that will not be in Atlanta, you'd like to purchase a copy, you will be able to purchase a copy online. And we will release it. I will release that next Saturday on the broadcast. And I will tell you, as I depart Atlanta, where you can purchase your copy. Amen. Amen. Also, we want to keep in mind, I'm going to ask that you pray for Dr. and Mother Pearl J. Cole. She's the national mother for the KCC organization, who lost her daughter on the 1st of this month. And I know she and her family must be devastated, and I'm asking that you will keep her and her family in prayer, and the KCC family, Dr. Brian Karn and their family, because I know Darcelle Cole, what's her name? She worked with them and has been with them and their organization for quite some time. And so we want to make sure that we ask God to cover them with the blood of Jesus, comfort them through their hour and their time of bereavement as they go through this hardship, and keep them in your prayers and ask God to continue to bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. Because there's nothing like coming together, unity, and praying for one another. We need one another. We need to pray for one another. And always remember that there is a blessing when we come together. And the prayers of the righteous avail us much. And so we want everyone that can and will pray, to pray for that family, the Cole family in Jacksonville, Florida. Amen, amen. And special shout out to my mom, and I see you on the line. Hi, Mom, and I'm just excited here in the state of Mississippi as we get ready to go to Atlanta, Georgia, and also my dear friend, Eddie Mae Coleman. She's on the line. God has blessed her and has been keeping her, and I thank God for you as well. A lot of times we go through things in life, and I told the sister, and the woman, my sister, and dear woman of God, that you have some work to do. As long as we're here, we have a work to be done, and God wants us to do the work that he has called us to do. Amen? Because if we're still here, there's some unfinished business. So we just want to focus on what it is that God will say do, and to do what he asked us to do. Amen? Because he is the soon and coming king, and there's none like him in all the earth. Also, I want to thank God for just having an opportunity to have this book released and to be able to have fellowship with the saints. What a good time we're going to have. What else is in the book? What's in the book? Let's see. We talk about getting a life in the book. Yeah, get a life. Yes, that's one of the chapters in the book, Get a Life. Because a lot of times we're not living, we're just merely existing. But when you have a life, then you're living. Amen. The Bible says anything dead must need to be buried. Amen. But if you're living, then you want to have abundant life. Amen. Abundant life. Yes. Amen. And so I am traveling here on the road, and I know it's kind of, you can probably hear me on the road, but I'm wanting to make sure that my connection stays secure. Life with Jesus Christ. Jesus came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. Amen. Because he says that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy. But he says he came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. Amen. And so I talk about getting a life. Yeah, we heard that a cliche in this world, get a life. I remember people used to say that years ago when people would, talk about other people's business. They would say, get a life, you know. And so that's what I thought. That's one of the chapters, get a life. And that's one thing now that we talk about being a busybody. The Bible says to not be a busybody in other men's matters. Amen. But to be about our Father's business. Amen. Jesus said it is him that giveth thee power to get wealth. Amen. But I guarantee you, there was a lot of trial and there was a hardship that I endured and had to go through to get this book released. But nonetheless, there's two words I have, but God. But God. So we don't know what we have to go through to get where we want to go. But God will still get you through those tests and those trials. And through the strength, he will bless you. Amen? Because the Bible says the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and out of no sorrow. Amen? So when we think about getting up, getting out, and do something, and that even that book, I had mentioned to my mother and to others that Monday morning about 6 a.m. I was making up my bed, and that title resonated in my spirit. Get up, get out, and do something. And it was this past Monday morning at 6 a.m. that I had to actually get up, get out, and do something about my situation that I was currently in. And so this is what the book is all about, getting up, doing something. And because the Bible even tells us nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream. Amen? So you can't achieve your goals, you can't accomplish anything in life if you're sleeping. Amen? You've got to get up, get out, and do something. Regardless of what it is, I don't care what your situation is, whatever you do in life, if you want change, you have to get up and get out and do something about it. You can pray and ask God to bless you and help you, and he will give you the strength to go through what you need to do, but you have to be, you have to get up and have some wherewithal to want to get up and do something about your situation. You don't have to remain where you are, whatever it is in life. If you want to go back to school in life, whatever you want to accomplish in life. There was a man I had read about or heard about some years ago. He received his associate degree at the age of 99 years old. 99. Can you imagine getting an associate degree at 99 years old? Yeah, 99 years old. So, what did he do? He got up. He did something about his situation. Amen. And that's what you and I have to do. Whatever it is. I remember hearing about or reading about Camille Cosby, Bill Cosby's wife, how she got up, did something about her situation. And I thought, wow, you know, that is great. She went up and got her, I think she went back to college at the age of 60. You know, and so, you know, whatever it is in life you want to do, whether it's go to school, if you want to be a cosmetologist, you like to do hair maybe, you can go back to college. And, I mean, you can go to cosmetology school and get your license, and you can open up your own hair salon. It, whatever it is you want to do, just get up and do something about your situation. That's all you have to do. And it will come to pass. You may have to go through some things, and they may not feel very good, very well, but you'll get through it, and you'll just go through it, and to get to where you're designed. So everything in life, or anything in life, is achievable, it's attainable. You just have to want it, and you can do it. Medical school, you want a doctor blessing, but you don't want to go to med school. You want a lawyer blessing, but you don't want to go to law school. So we have to do something about our situation. And that's what this purpose of this book is, to motivate you, to encourage you that you can do whatever it is you want to do at whatever age you want to do it. There's, my aunt told me there were a couple of couples at her church, her local assembly, in their 80s. You know, they just got married, and they travel the world, and they're enjoying life. They're not 80 years old or 80-plus and saying, oh, I feel sorry for myself and woe is me. They're getting up, they're getting out, and they're doing something about their situation. And that's all you have to do, is get up, get out, and do something. And I guarantee you, you will see the results in the end. You will be blessed. You will see the manifestation of it come to pass. And that's when God gets all the glory, because there's nothing that he will withhold from them that walk upright. That's what he said. That's his word. He promises it to us. He says if you delight yourself in him, he says, I'll give you the desires of your heart. So whatever it is that you want, God got it. Tell him about it. Ask him, what do I need to do to get to where I want to go? You know, do you like herbs? You might want to, be an herbologist. You want to maybe, whatever. You may want to volunteer in the community. You may have a passion to help the youth in your area. Whatever it is, all you have to do is just put an action plan together and go ahead and do it. It may take some time. It may take a long time. But don't let a 10-year, a decade span that I spent being distracted and not focused on your goals. Because you can accomplish so much in life if you utilize the time that God gives you, the God-given time that you have. We're all here, put here on the earth for a purpose and a reason and a season. Don't ruin your season with dead things and dead people and dead situations. Bring life. Speak life to your situation. Speak life into your life. And surround yourself with movers and shakers and not haters and naysayers. Get up, get out, and do something about your situation. Because the company you keep is going to, that's the kind of life you're going to live. If you're in the car and with the thief, and you tell me you're not a thief and the police stops you and I'm with you when the police stops you, then guess what? You can't tell me you just were riding with the thief that robbed the bank. No, you're guilty by association. So you need to get new friends. Ask God, say, hey, you know what, Lord? I want to get rid of my thinking. And I want a positive mind. I want a mind of Christ. And I want to be around positive people that are wanting to have a positive lifestyle. And then don't be around distractors. Because people can be a distraction. Things can be a distraction. When you see these things, recognize them and say, hey, I got to get up, get out, and do something about this situation. And make new friends. And let your old friends go. Make the friends that are going to be a benefit and a blessing to you, not a hindrance and a blockage to you. Amen? Get up, get out, and do something. So again, it's going to be available online. You'll be able to purchase this online, and I will again let you know next Saturday where that book will be available. Also, Triplet Ministries, if you desire to sow a seed in the Triplet Ministries, please go to our website at tripletministries.com. and help us spread the gospel. This broadcast currently is a free broadcast, and to God be the glory. But we want to expand into some different territories territories and countries. And, of course, that does cost money and even to go into all the world to preach the gospel. The gospel is free, but it costs money to get into remote places. There are certain places that they we need to get the word of God in. And so if you can and if you will, go to tripitministries.com and you can donate today. Every donation and any donation, regardless of size, is tax deductible, and you will be able to receive that deduction. And we do say thank you for that. Also, the book's website is getupgetoutanddosomething.com. Visit that. We'll be updating it real soon as everything comes, as it gets close to Thursday, August 9th. That's when I will actually release it there in the exhibit hall of the Hyatt Regency in Atlanta, Georgia, downtown Atlanta, Georgia. So I'm excited and about this, and I just thank and praise God for everyone who listens in and tunes in to the broadcast and will continue to listen to the broadcast. Tell others about the broadcast. Share and share alike. Tell people, hey, Tripitive Ministries is going into all the world to preach the gospel. We were talking earlier about how the end will not come until we go into all the world to preach the gospel. Jesus is going to give everyone an opportunity, but it's a free will. He's going to give everyone an opportunity to hear a word from the Lord, his word. And it's up to us, an individual, to decide whether we're going to receive the word and live by the word of God. Amen. We know that we have to take the Lord on in word and in deed, repent of our sins, be baptized in the name of Jesus. And he said we'd be filled with the Holy Ghost, the evidence of speaking in tongues. And then he tells us to wait until we be endued with power on high, from on high. And then that way we will be able to cast out devils and lay hands on the sick in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we will be able to tread on serpents, all because of the power from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Again, I'm thankful for you tuning in today, and I thank and praise God for it looks like here. Gene is on the line. God bless you, Gene, and I'm grateful that you tuned in. Last Saturday we had the broadcast, but there were some technical difficulties. But we will continue to broadcast as the Lord blesses, and we thank and praise God for each and every one of you. Again, I love you. Thank God for you. Tell someone about the broadcast, and remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changes not. Don't you forget. Get up, get out, and do something. God bless you.